we're not moving the needle of lostness very quickly. So what are we going to do about it? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Why is John the Baptist's testimony important? After all, he died before Jesus was even crucified. John the Baptist didn't even see the resurrected Christ on this earth. What good is his testimony, and why start off the Gospel of John in this way? Well, John the Baptist is the first of many witnesses who will clearly say, "I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." John the Baptist was willing to push all of his chips to the center of the table and say, "I'm risking it all on Jesus. Fame means nothing to me in comparison to knowing Christ. Popularity, having a large crowd, being known, being liked by the right people means absolutely nothing to me. But what does matter is knowing this Christ and making him known to others." So listen, we're living in a day and time when we are not moving the needle of lostness in our area very quickly. We live in the midst of thousands in our town, millions in our country that are far from God. So what are we going to do about it? It'd be very easy for us just to continue to go to church Sunday after Sunday and be blind to the world around us and be satisfied and impressed with what we do. But every week, I drive home and I pass two funeral homes that are always busy. Your friends and family, your neighbors, the people beside you, where you are right now, they will all die and enter into an unchangeable eternity. And I deal with people in my office or at the gym on a weekly basis who are just broken, looking for hope and love and answers. And you deal with them as well. And the question becomes, are we giving them Jesus? Is it a consistent, courageous, clear presentation of what they need and what Jesus has done? As you pray about that very thing, also remember Rana Costa El-Haj and her family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Spanish LifeWord broadcast heard throughout the Americas, the Caribbean, and Spain.